Hello, thank you for calling.
Hello, this is Renato.
Hi, Renato. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tina?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding your account and the past due balance. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, the card changed, but I also was, after kind of looking over a couple of things, I'm also thinking about counseling, and I need someone to tell me what I need to do.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that I reached out to you then, because I need to give you some options. Because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. And we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come, you know, August 18th, that reoccurs to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. But let me ask you, only because there are 74 leads on the dashboard coming in through the call tracking number, so you're probably getting some solid work out of this. How come you're wanting to cancel?
No, ma'am, that's not solid work. A lot of that is spam coming through Facebook. There are only 2 or 3 actual leads. And at one point, my dashboard wasn't even working when something like in the beginning when those were first coming in.
Oh, Renato, so, the phone cut out. I can't hear you.
So, at one point my dashboard was not even working for some of those leads. A lot of those are spam coming through Facebook.
Yes.
And I only actually talk to the coming from the dashboard. So a lot of that was garbage.
Okay. Thank you for relaying that to me. One thing, or one option that I would recommend, since, you know, you were getting some spam calls and, you know, some questionable things through the Facebook ads, is each month when you pay us, $100 goes to the Facebook to run those ads. So if you wanted to, we could take those off, and that would lower your past due amount to just $149. Now, once that settles, if you want to cancel, of course you can do so, but what I would recommend is take advantage of the next month that you're paying for. And I could even push the next billing out 30 days for you, which means that you would be paid in full all the way till August 30th. And the reason being is that first page placement on Google typically takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in 45 to 60 days. But I always tell people that it's absolutely the second and the third month that you start seeing the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. So that's the good news,
okay,
is you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some solid things for your business.
Yeah. I think I've been here for like 3 or 4 months. This would be my fourth payment.
So, it's saying on here, I think it says 3 months on here. Started 3 months ago. Let's see. You're right. This is going to be your fourth payment. The July, because you paid April, May, and June. So one thing that I would do is obviously have the technicians do a performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that they can provide that would, you know, get you better results, that they would automatically perform those for you behind the scenes. And then we would also beef up the weekly post. Right now we do 1 post a week for you. I can bump that up to 2 or 3 post per week. And then one thing you can do is work on getting some more 5-star ratings here and there. Great job, by the way. You've already gotten 2 since you've been working with us, so that's excellent. I can send you the review generator email again, because obviously if you get another one here or there, that's always going to help you, you know?
Well, I had 10. I would have had 17, but the profile that I had, I've just been having problems. The profile that I had previously, mm-hmm. I tried to go through the way you guys wanted me to go through, mm-hmm. and for no one at the office can help me. You can go back and look at some of the notes on my, I guess, if you guys keep the file. But no one at the office can help me. So I had to go through Google myself. I had to do a whole nother page and go through Google myself, to get verified. So it would have been 17, but I had to start over. So it's,
I see.
There's a lot of things that I'm just aggravated by Local Splash. I honestly have not had a good experience. And I just, at this point, I just want to move on. So, it's not your fault. It's just, you know, I feel like this is I feel like it is a cookie cutter program. I talk to different people every time. I can't hold anybody accountable for anything because I'm talking to different people every time, and I just, you know, rather not deal with it. If you could take the, excuse me, give me one second. If you could, if you could address the,
Renardo?
Yes,
hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, the phone. Oh,
yes,
did it switch over to your Bluetooth or something? Because it went dead for just a second.
Yeah.
Okay, no wonder.
Yeah,
okay.
I went in the
go
house.
Ahead.
but
what were you saying?
If you can address the, I guess the ads thing, I'll pay the $140 and just cancel. So.
Okay, yeah, so I'll make that adjustment for you, and then for that final payment, and if that's what you want to do, you'll get a confirmation in a couple of minutes once this processes that the account's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further payments. So for that final payment, is it still the for the billing address, the Peyton Edwards Avenue, or is it a P.O. box or a different address?
No, it's still the Peyton Edwards address.
Okay, perfect. And then I am ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, I am looking. That's why I came back in the house, because I'm looking for my wallet. So give me
no
a
problem.
Sec, please.
Of course.
What was your name again?
My name again is Tina.
Tina. Okay, I did get an email from you. Tina, can I call you back in about 30 minutes? Yeah, I'll call you back in 30 minutes.
Of course, no problem. And then one thing that I just wanted to point out to you is, and I know you're set on canceling, so I don't think this is going to matter, but one of the top things that will throw a red flag with Google is to have a duplicate listing. And I see, you know, the one you created, and I see the one we created. And so one thing you could do is, you know, once it's up to speed, maybe have our verification department get in contact with Google, have our page merged into the one that you have. You're the owner of it, right? So it's not going to affect anything. And then once it's all in one, then you cancel at that point. That way you don't have duplicates out there, because there's something called NAP, name, address, phone number. If there's duplicate listings or conflicting data, that will hurt you. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you said call, you want me to call the what department? I'm sorry.
Well, no, my extension is 777. So when you can call me in 30 minutes and we take care of the payment, if you're set on canceling, I'll hit cancel and it'll cancel right then. But if you want to keep the account open for a week or so and have us in contact with Google to merge those listings, we could then, you know, contact you once the listings are merged and you could cancel at that point. I almost feel like you might have been contacted by a scam company, because there's two companies out there that we have legal issues with. One is Town Square Media, the other is Ali Ali, and they're calling our clients and saying, oh, you know, Local Splash is cookie cutter, and they're copy and paste, and that's why I thought, because you said the word cookie cutter, right? And what they do is they say all these things to put, you know, fear in you that it's not working. And the problem with those guys is that if you sign up with them, they'll never ask you for access to your Google listing. So you're throwing money down the toilet, right? So, and that's the problem is, you know, if for the ones that have jumped ship, and for the listings that we're managing, those companies never call us to try to get access to it. So I always tell people, you know, they can't do anything with the Google listing because they don't have access, and yet they can't create a new one because that's a duplicate and that will hurt them, you know? So just kind of be aware.
Tina, start back over from the scam, because you were breaking up when we were talking. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I know we have kind of a sketchy connection. It's been breaking up too when you talk, but okay. So there's two scam companies out there that we have legal issues with. One is called Town Square Media. The other is called Ali Ali. And what they're doing is they're calling all of the Local Splash clients, and they're saying, oh, Local Splash is cookie cutter, and they do everything copy and paste, and they're not working with Google's best practices, and they're putting fear in people's minds. But the reason they're scam companies is if you did, you know, cancel with us and start going with them, they'll never ask you and they'll never ask us for access to the Google page. So in essence, they're taking that money that you're spending with them and throwing it down the toilet, because you can't, you know, they can't do anything with the Google page if they don't have access to it, right? And at the same token, they can't create a new one because that's a duplicate and that would hurt you, you know? So, yeah, just be very, very aware of, you know, those companies.
I'm familiar, So I'm familiar with Town Square Media. I had them for years when I had a moving company in Florida. So I'm familiar with them. So I had them for years. I don't think I had to manage my Google profile, but I did have to manage my website. That's another story. And, I've been through this before, with companies. And again, even the guy that signed me up, he said he would be my contact. I haven't heard from him since the first day, which, I mean, I get it if that's the way you guys are set up, you know, but I asked him and the reason for me signing up, and I understand it does take time for me to be ranked, but, you know, the promise is always, oh, well, we can get you ranked in 45 to 90 days. So, again, you know, this will be the fourth month that didn't happen. You know, if me as a business owner, if I don't deliver to my clients, then they don't use me anymore. So, you know.
Right. Well, that's all I was saying is, I mean, since that 149 is going to be settled anyway in 30 minutes or so when you call back, you could absolutely cancel it on the spot, or you could keep it open for another week or so, so that we could have our verification department merge the listings, so that way you don't have a bunch of duplicates out there. You also have an option, once this settles, Renardo, of canceling the program and keeping the website content and just paying us $49 monthly for the hosting and maintenance of the site. Do you like the content that we put on ohboycleaning.com? Because that's usually what those scam companies will say, oh, well, you know, it's all copy and paste and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, naturally, when we launch a website, we're going to put content up there, stock photos and whatnot initially, just because our objective is to get you up and running. But our hope,